Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Virals steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Roberts, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is hit by the pitch. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Boog Powell. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orsino moves to second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsino scores. Adair moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair scores. Roberts moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allison for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Snyder trying to get to third. Oliva throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Snyder for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall bunts towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair bunts towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Al Worthington now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Batty and he is out. Ver Alse applying the tag. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Al Worthington. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing second base. Jerry Fosnow now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Foes now fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roberts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.